Radio.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of KJC Radio. I am Kirtana, and joining with me today is my wonderful co-host, Sanish.
Hello, Kirtana.
Today, we are going to take a journey to a place known for its vibrant culture, rich history, and lush green landscapes. Sanish, can you guess where we are headed to?
Let me guess. Kirtana, is it God's own country?
That's right. We are diving into none other than the incredible state of Kerala.
The first thing that comes to our mind when we think of Kerala is its amazing beauty. Can you tell us more about the natural wonders of Kerala?
Sure. First on our list is the magnificent Adrapali Falls, located in the Thrissur district. This waterfall is also a cinematic masterpiece, featured in Bollywood blockbusters like Bahubali and Ravan.
Whoa, that's amazing. Tell us more about it.
Adrapali Falls is Kerala's largest waterfall, fed by the Chalakudi River. As the water descends amidst vibrant landscape, it creates a hypnotic scene that attracts both visitors and filmmakers alike.
And what about the beaches? I have heard that the longest drive-in beach in Asia is located in Kerala.
Yes, that would be the Murappilangadu drive-in beach in Kannur. It stretches about 3.8 kilometers and offers a charming drive along the Malabar coast. And guess what? Approximately 100 to 200 meters south of the beach, there is an island called the Dharmadam Island.
Oh, Kerala seems to have it all. Beaches, waterfalls, and now hills. Kirtana, can you tell us about Ponmudi, often called the Kashmir of Kerala?
Ponmudi is located in the Trivandrum district. It is a paradise for nature lovers. The sunrise views after a morning hike are simply refreshing, and the golden peak offers a soothing escape.
Okay, now let us dive into the enchanting words of Kerala's traditional dance forms. Kirtana, can you tell us about one of the most iconic classical dance dramas of Kerala, Kathakali?
Yeah, Kathakali is indeed a spectacular dance drama that tells stories through fascinating footwork, expressive facial and hand gestures, and vibrant costumes. The elaborate makeup and the intricate gestures make it a truly unique experience. It is accompanied by music and vocal performance. The plays in Kathakali draw inspiration from Hindu epics like the Mahabharata, Bhagavata Purana, Ramayana. Over a period of time, there was a noticeable decline in religious themes for Kathakali. Therefore, a variety of secular themes were adopted from the plot.
Sound fascinating. What other art forms should our listeners know about?
Well, we can't forget Mohiniyattam, a graceful dance form performed by women. The dance is performed in honor of the Hindu god Vishnu in his incarnation as the enchantress Mohini, and Theyam, a unique ritualistic performance that combines dance, music, and drama. These dance forms truly showcase Kerala's rich cultural heritage.
And what about the traditional music?
Yeah, Nadampattu is a traditional form of Malayalam folk music that originated in Kerala. The term Nadan means traditional and Pattu means song. The songs tell whole stories about the life and the time of ancestors. These songs are usually simple, rhythmic, and often narrate stories from everyday life. Nadampattu covers a wide range of themes, including love, nature, traditions, social issues, local way of life, and historic events. Traditional instruments like chenda, ilathalam, and harmonium accompany Nadampattu to enhance cultural depth and experience.
Okay, let us shift our focus to Kerala's culinary delight. Can you tell us more about Kerala's special sadhya?
Sadhya is a grand feast served on a banana leaf with an array of dishes. It's not just a meal, it's an emotion that adds joy to festive days. The traditional feast contains about 24 to 28 dishes. You can't miss it during Onam and Vishu.
And what's for dessert?
For dessert, we have Unniyappam, a dish of nostalgia. It is a sweet fritter made with rice, jaggery and bananas. It's a taste of festivals and childhood memories.
That sounds really nice. Kirtana, but where I can get a taste of this authentic seafood experience in Kerala?
Well, Sanish, have you ever heard of something called a kallushappu in Kerala?
No, what is that?
Well, a kallushappu is a traditional toddy shop where they serve a fermented drink made from coconut palm sap. But what makes it truly special is the incredibly authentic and spicy Kerala cuisine they offer. You just can't miss it. They have an extensive menu ranging from fish curry, crab curry, fried mussels, prawns, beef and chicken to the famous Kerala porota and chicken curry.
That sounds absolutely mouth-watering.
Yes, and you must not miss out on the signature dishes like karimeen polichathu and the kappa and meen curry. Karimeen polichathu involves marinating pearl spot fish in aromatic spices wrapped in banana leaves and slow cooking it to the perfection. On the other hand, kappa and meen curry consists of tapioca boiled to tenderness and served alongside a spicy fish curry.
All right, I'm totally invested now.
And something that makes it even special is its ambience. These are not fancy restaurants. They are often simple, thatched roof shacks with communal benches, where locals and travelers gather to not only enjoy the food and drink, but also share stories and laughter. The real magic lies in the simplicity of the experience. You can find kallushappus scattered across Kerala. It's a place where strangers become friends and flavors dance on your plates.
Whoa, that sounds like a must visit. Kirtana, now that we spoke about food, we can touch upon the traditional attire of Kerala.
The traditional outfit for women is a kasava sari and for men is a kasava mundan. The kasava sari stands as the embodiment of sophistication and elegance in Kerala. This sari displays a distinctive off-white or cream complemented by opulent gold sari borders. On the other hand, the mundir, a customary attire for men in Kerala, is a single piece of fabric, typically a white cotton dhoti, reserved for formal events, religious rituals and festive occasions.
Well, Kirtana, thank you for taking us on this incredible journey through the diverse wonders of Kerala.
It was my pleasure to showcase the beauty of Kerala, the God's own country.
And to our dear listeners, stay tuned for more explorations on KGC Radio.
Until then, take care. And as they say it in Kerala, Pinne Kaanam. Bye.
KGC Radio.